All right, so AI fitness trainers. It's something I've been really wanting to look into. It seems like everyone's talking about personalized workouts, but what's the tech behind it?
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic, and it's more than just a buzzword. Basically, AI fitness trainers combine a personal trainer, a nutritionist, and even a motivational coach all in one app. So instead of getting generic workout routines, you get a program tailored to you, to your goals, fitness level, and even just stuff you prefer.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yep.
But in practice, how does the AI actually create these personalized plans?
It all starts with data. When you start using an AI fitness trainer app, you'll usually input some basic info about yourself, like your height, weight, age, activity level, and any health conditions you might have. A lot of apps will even integrate with other fitness trackers or health apps you use to gather even more data, things like your sleep patterns or heart rate variability.
Oh, wow. So it really is the bigger picture, not just how many reps you can do, but then how does the AI take all that info and actually make a workout plan?
That's where what are called adaptive algorithms come in. These algorithms analyze your data and find patterns, strengths, and weaknesses. They consider things like your past workout performance, how your body reacts to different types of exercise, and even how much time you actually have to work out.
So almost like having a personal trainer watching you all the time, but it's an algorithm instead of a real person.
Precisely. And as you use the app, the algorithm keeps learning and refining your plan. Let's say you're consistently killing it with your strength training. The AI might bump up the weight or reps. Or if it sees you're struggling with something, it might suggest modifications or alternatives.
That's wild. AI really is changing the game when it comes to fitness. But it's not just about schedules, right? What about nutrition or keeping people motivated?
You're right, those are super important too. And a lot of AI fitness trainers go beyond workouts. They offer personalized nutrition plans as well. They might suggest recipes based on your dietary needs or even help you track your calorie intake.
So a holistic approach to health and fitness, not just focusing on one thing. What about motivation? I know a lot of people I know, myself included, struggle with staying consistent. How does AI help with that?
Honestly, that's where AI's ability to give personalized support really shines. You know those times you just skip a workout because you're not feeling it? AI trainers are designed to stop those moments of weakness. They might send you motivational messages, remind you of your goals, or even give you virtual rewards for hitting milestones.
It's like a supportive friend and a personal cheerleader all in one. But is it really that effective? Can an app really replicate having a human coach or workout buddy?
And that's where things get even more interesting, because a lot of apps are incorporating social features to make you feel like you're part of a community. You can join groups with similar goals, do virtual challenges with them, or even just share your progress and cheer each other on.
It's really cool how technology can create that feeling of community, even when you're working out alone at home. But what about the cost? Hiring a personal trainer and a nutritionist can get really expensive. Are these AI trainers accessible to everyone?
That's one of the most appealing things about AI fitness trainers. They're way more affordable than traditional personal training. Most apps work on a subscription basis, and the cost is usually about the same as a monthly gym membership, sometimes even less.
That's awesome. That makes it so much more accessible to so many more people. It seems like there's a lot to love about AI fitness trainers. But let's get real. What about the people who've seen real results using these apps?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Seeing is believing, right? And the article I found had some really cool stories. What really stood out to me was how these weren't like athletes or fitness models or anything, just normal people with busy
Yeah,
lives.
exactly. So tell me more. Who are these AI fitness superstars?
Okay, so one story that I thought was really interesting was Sarah's. She had just had a baby and was saying how hard it was to even find time for herself, let alone exercise.
Oh gosh, I can only imagine. Between the sleep deprivation and, just figuring out how to be a parent, finding time for a workout seems impossible. So how'd Sarah make it work with the AI trainer?
That's the cool part. The AI worked around her life, not the other way around. It took into account her fitness level, of course, which was obviously different after having a baby. But it also used her crazy schedule, like those little bits of free time between feeding the baby or when the baby was napping, and made these short workouts she could do at home.
That's so smart. No pressure to get to the gym or anything. Sounds like the AI helped her work with what she had. Not against it. Were there any other stories?
Yeah, there was this guy, James. He knew he should be exercising more, but just couldn't get himself to do it.
Ugh, motivation. The struggle is real. What worked for him?
For him, it was the community part. I know we talked about the social features before, but for James, that was really important. He joined the app's online forum and met all these other people who were also trying to get in shape.
It's all about finding that support system, even if it's online. Did it help him stay consistent, knowing he wasn't alone?
Totally. They would share tips with each other, encourage each other, even do virtual challenges together. Having that accountability and camaraderie was huge for him.
It's amazing how technology can do that, create a community feeling even when you're at home by yourself. These stories are so cool.
Okay,
last one. Give me a story that'll make me rethink what's possible.
All right, this one really shows how personalized these programs can be. There was this woman, Rachel. She loved going to the gym, but felt like she was in a rut, bored with her routine and not seeing the progress she wanted. And the interesting thing was, the AI figured out that something was off with her nutrition, which was messing with her muscle gain.
Whoa, okay, that's next level. So it's not just about the exercise itself, but everything else that goes into it. What did the AI do for her?
So the AI used her dietary preferences and workout schedule and made a whole meal plan for her. It even suggested specific protein sources and when to eat them to maximize her muscle recovery.
Yeah, that's impressive. Like having a nutritionist on speed dial, these stories are seriously incredible. It makes you wonder what's next for this stuff. It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what AI fitness can do.
Yeah, no kidding. This does feel like just the beginning. The article mentions some crazy futuristic stuff too. Like, where do we even go from here? What's next for AI and fitness?
Well, get ready, because it's going to get even more personalized.
Duh.
And even more integrated.
Yeah, really interesting.
Imagine AI looking at your genes, like your genetic predispositions, and then tracking your sleep and stress levels all the time. And taking all of that and creating workouts specifically for your body.
So not just your goals.
Yeah.
But like your literal DNA.
Exactly. And it's not even just about individual people. AI could make fitness accessible to everyone, no matter how old you are, what your ability is, or where you live.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Right. We could have AI-powered workouts for people with disabilities or VR fitness experiences that are like super immersive, like you're working out on a beach somewhere, and even wearables that give you feedback in real time so you can avoid getting injured.
So AI could change how we work out and who gets to work out in the first place. Is there anything else coming up that you're excited about?
Oh yeah, analytics.
Analytics how?
So picture this. You have AI fitness trainers that not only track your workout, but also track things like your blood sugar, how you're sleeping. They could even see early signs of you getting sick, all with wearables and smart devices.
Wow. So it's like fitness meets being proactive about your health.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Giving people the power to take control of their health.
This is all so inspiring. It really feels like AI fitness could change people's lives. So as we're wrapping up here, what's the one thing you want listeners to take away from all of this?
AI fitness is the future. It's not going anywhere. And there's something for everyone. Seriously, whether you're a busy parent, or a total gym rat, or just starting out. There's an AI out there that can help.
So true. It's about finding what works for you and then taking that first step.
Well, this has been awesome. Thanks for breaking down AI fitness with me.
And to everyone listening, keep exploring. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.